In the course of studying human behavior, scientists sometimes deceive their subjects in ways that can cause emotional stress. Whether that's ethical is a perennial question for scientists. NPR's Joe Palca reports on a recent French television program that underscores that ethical tension.
The show depicted what looked and sounded like a TV quiz show. Contestants were instructed to pull a lever that delivered increasingly powerful shocks to a man strapped into a chair whenever he got a quiz question wrong. A studio audience lustily cheered, "Châtiment, punishment." Eventually, the man appeared to pass out from the shocks. In reality, there were no shocks. The man in the chair was acting. The whole thing was an attempt to show how far people would go in following the rules of a TV game show, and many went all the way. Jerry Berger is a social psychologist at the University of Santa Clara. He says, yes, it's a striking demonstration of people's obedience to authority. But clearly, the people administering the faux shocks were upset by the experience, if not at the time, then afterwards.
And I think it's not only the people who were pressing the levers. I wonder about the audience.
They also didn't know the quiz show was part of an elaborate deception.
They were chanting and cheering and yelling punish or whatever they were told to yell. That would be very disturbing to find out you had participated in something like that, I think.
French psychologists helped design the quiz show experiment, but Dominique Mueller wonders whether there was enough scientific value to make it worthwhile. Mueller is a social psychologist at the University of Grenoble in France.
When I heard about the results, I was not surprised at all. So my first reaction would be, if we don't really learn something, I think I wouldn't have done this kind of thing.
The reason Mueller wasn't surprised by the results is that an American psychologist did a similar series of experiments in the 1960s and early 70s. In those studies, psychologist Stanley Milgram invited his subjects into the lab and told them they were part of an experiment to see whether painful punishment could help people learn. Here again, the pain was in the form of electric shocks. Although many subjects who administered the faux shocks were uncomfortable, when Milgram's assistants encouraged them to deliver increasingly powerful shocks, most did. The Milgram experiment provoked a range of reactions. Some found people's willingness to follow authority alarming. Others felt subjects were manipulated into behaving badly and were traumatized as a result.
What I don't think it is a cut-and-dried case of someone acting horribly unethically.
Kevin Masters is a psychologist at Syracuse University. He says in any experiment, researchers are supposed to weigh what can be learned against whether a subject may be harmed.
This basic idea that we will do things that we would not expect to do simply when put into the right situation or with the right authority figure, I think is a pretty darn important thing for us to know about.
And it's hard for people to believe. Masters says he teaches his students about the Milgram experiment.
And of course they all say, oh no, we wouldn't act like that. Nobody would act like that now. We don't give in to authority like they used to.
Masters says it's important to have data that will prove to his students that they're wrong. But Masters says ethics committees designed to protect human subjects have become very conservative in the years since the Milgram experiment. He says they rarely approve experiments where people are put in upsetting situations, even if doing so will result in important information. Social psychologist Jerry Berger agrees it's difficult to do experiments like Milgram's.
No one's really used those procedures since, like, probably early 70s, you know, because of the ethical concerns.
But Berger decided it might be possible if he limited the emotional distress by stopping the experiment before people actually delivered a really strong shock. The ethics committee agreed, so Berger did an experiment being called Milgram Light. Once again, most subjects continued to administer faux shocks when urged on by experimenters. Berger's work appeared in the scientific literature last year. The French quiz show results may never make it into the literature because many psychologists see them as more entertainment than science, and ethically questionable entertainment at that. Joe Palca, NPR News, Washington.